Welcome to BRYC Connect,
a monthly segment run by your local youth councillors.
So listen up as we share all the deets on all things youth council related and play some absolute bangers along the way.
We are BRYC Connect.
Hi everyone, welcome to our BRYC Connect episode. I'm Aston, your new youth mayor for 2024 and 25, and I'm here with the rest of our leadership team. So Zach?
I'm Zach Belmonte, and I'm the deputy youth mayor for 2024-2025.
Hi, I'm Jessie. I am the social media officer for the term 2024-2025.
So this is the continuation of our BRYC Connect radio show with our new youth council, because we had a lot of fun doing it and hope we can continue keep doing it. So we'll go to Zach, as he's one of our new people. Why'd you join youth council?
I joined youth council to be a voice for young people. Especially for mental health, I believe that's something that needs to be addressed. So I think the Youth Council is a good avenue to talk about that type of stuff. And I applied for the deputy mayor position because I believe my contacts with other youth organisations around town can help the Youth Council achieve the goals for this year. Jesse, what inspired you to rejoin the Youth Council?
I was a part of last year's term and I had an absolute ball planning multiple activities and going and doing a bunch of things with an amazing group of people, and I definitely think continuing that is definitely something I will treasure for a long time, and I wanted to continue to build up those relationships and connections within the community. I applied for the Youth Media Officer position because I think I'm a little bit addicted to TikTok, so I think I have lots of ideas on how to get our social media engagement up a little bit and things like that. So, yeah. Why'd you continue, Aston?
First of all, I'd like to say your social media-ness already has been killer with your update posts on paintings and whatnot. They've been really good. But I rejoined because I loved the experience last time and just wanted to continue it again. I applied for mayor and I got elected, which is an amazing opportunity. I just wanted to help lead the group forward with what we've done last year and continue what we're doing for the better. So we'll jump to our first song, which is Pompeii by Bastille.
Where do we begin? voices, and the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes,
so that was Pompeii by Bastille. So we'll begin with a little bit of what we've been doing recently. So first of all, we've been doing our friendly little visits to Widden with the people up there. Zach was one of the people who went. So what did you enjoy about that? What did you do?
Connecting with some of the residents was quite fun. Some of the interesting stories they had. Obviously, they don't get to experience hanging around people of our age much, except for family. So yeah, it was quite fun. I had one resident beat me at Uno, quite badly, actually, a few times. So that was really fun.
Better get the practice in before the next one. Yeah.
Yeah. She taught me a few skills. I'm looking forward to doing that in the future.
Yeah, that's good. We also had a few of our youth counsellors participate in the Paint With Your Mates workshop, which, Jesse, you did. What'd you do? What'd you enjoy?
Yes, I was involved in the Paint With Your Mates at the Bathurst PCYC a couple of days ago. It was definitely it was a really good experience. I'm not much of a painter, so we painted pictures of a bird and it looked like mine was run over, but that's okay. It was definitely, I got to talk with other people within the Aboriginal community and understand sort of how they go through life and things like that, and how something as simple as a paint and sip workshop, where we sipped on milkshakes, which were really good, can help them strive within their community and find their voices a little bit. So, yeah.
So we've been doing plenty around the grounds of Bathurst, and we've got a bit upcoming as well, as I'll be heading up to the Bathurst 1000, enjoying that. I'm always a race fan and love it all, so be definitely keen to be there, but these other two are also going to a youth council conference in Sydney. So anything you're expecting, planning, hoping to get out of it? Or
I think we're both looking forward to seeing what other youth councils do across the state, and I think we'll use this opportunity to report back to our own youth council and see what other things we can do for the future.
Yeah, I definitely think it'll be a great experience to learn new things that we wouldn't get from any other experience, and definitely bringing them back and combining our forces with our own youth council to target different sort of matters within our own community. I definitely think it'll be very fun, very exciting. We've never been before, so it'll definitely be a new experience. But, yeah, hopefully it will be good.
I've also been seeing that you have been doing some painting of PCYC, Zach. What have you been up to?
So, for those that don't know, I've helped out my dad, who's the new club manager of the club. I've probably spent the last few months repainting the car park. The club down on Morissette Street has been a little bit dated for quite some time, so we're just giving it a bit of love. Come and check out the programs, but come and check out the car park.
Ultimate Picasso work. You've been doing amazing.
Thanks, Aston.
Also in late of this month, I think it is, some of us will be heading down to the National Fossil Museum, and we will be helping out with a Halloween event down there. So if you're definitely around and you want to come hang out, it's the 30th of October, I believe. Some of us might be dressed in scary costumes like some of us did last year, but it's definitely a really fun experience. So bring your mates.
That's enough chit-chat. This is Michael Jackson's Thriller.
midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
So that was Michael Jackson's Thriller. For those that don't know, I've been out of school for a few years, but Jesse and Aston are probably in some of their most important... some of their most important years of their lives. Jesse has started the HSC. Jesse, how's that going?
It's definitely a very stressful time. Everyone thinks that they need to get certain grades and they need to prove themselves that they can do better. But it's just a reminder that everyone, take your time for yourself. Make sure that you're looking after your own mental health and your own well-being during this very stressful time. Just put down the books for a while, go take a walk. Sometimes that's what you need. And I hope everyone does well. Remember not to stress too much. But yeah.
And how are you going with exams, Aston?
Well, I just finished my prelims, thankfully, so that was a bit of hard work, but got there in the end. Just preparing for the start of Year 12, mentally and physically. Doing a hell of a lot of procrastination, which is not very good for what I need to be doing, but well, it is what it is. So fingers crossed, do well.
Do you guys have any advice on how to cope with exams during this busy time?
Don't be like me. Don't procrastinate. It's about as good as I've got.
I definitely, as someone who's about to sit their HSC, as I said before, taking time to look after yourself. Even if it's going and grabbing some ice cream with your friends and catching up about what's going on in the last couple of weeks, make sure that you're not isolated around yourself. Make sure there's people around you that are there to support you. And there's definitely a lot of spaces around town that you can come just for your own time to study, such as the CSU Library, the Bathurst Library and things like that. If you do need to take some time out of your house, somewhere away from your noisy siblings, trust me, I've got those too. But yeah, definitely just remember that it'll all be over soon and that your whole life begins after you finish your HSC and things.
Well, I mean, Zach, you really don't have any exams or prep or anything like that to be doing. What have you been up to during our school holidays, I guess?
So probably nothing too exciting. Work. A lot of meetings. So those that don't know, I work in marketing for a national retailer. So there's a lot of meetings with clients. So you're not too different to school, actually. Stressful
and busy, yeah.
Stressful, busy, boring, sprinkled with a bit of fun times as well.
Yeah, Zach. Is there any tips you would have for anyone just to deal with stress and things like that, even if they're not in high school, like things after school, after you graduate and things like that, just how to take stress off your mind? Do you have any tips?
My biggest advice would be don't be afraid to say no. So what I mean by that is take some time for yourself. If you do have a deadline coming up, just make sure you maybe take 10, 15 minutes just for yourself. Maybe go for a walk. Hang out with your pet. Don't be afraid to say no. And keep personal time to yourself.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. Personally, myself, I like to dance it out. If I am stressed, I like to dance it out. So the next song we will be putting on is Blame It On The Boogie by The Jacksons. So I hope you all get up and have a good old dance. Grab your friends, grab your family. So, yeah.
Damn.
Blame It On The Boogie by The Jacksons. We're now going to move into some hot topics around our town, I think, and just sort of some things around Australia as a whole. Some of these things being October is Mental Health Month, so we might just all have a little chat about that.
Yeah, about mental health, recently we did Are You Okay Day. I did that a bit around our school, and Jessie had an amazing post on our Instagram. Make sure to follow Bathurst _ youth. Had a killer post with that and a few other things around. Yeah, so Are You Okay Day and all this mental health stuff is very important.
Yeah, I think it's all well and good celebrating and acknowledging these days, but I think it's also important to take action all days of the year. And how we can do that is we can touch base with friends and family throughout the year. You might have a a neighbour that you're close to. Maybe just, yeah, go out, speak to them. So I think actually taking action throughout the entire year as opposed to one particular day can really do wonders. Have you guys had any events on at school in regards to mental health days, Are You OK days, that kind of thing?
So, yeah, at school we had Are You OK Day and had a bunch of different activities to make sure you can talk with your friends and do a few things around that way, get out and about. Also had Headspace come out and do a few activities and give away a few little prizes. It's not the only thing we've done with Headspace recently as well.
Yes, as Aston said recently, us three and another one of our youth counsellors had the opportunity to judge the Headspace Battle of the Bands for this year. It was definitely such a unique experience, I think. We got to connect with the youth in our community. Zach, do you have any input on that and your experience?
I think we can all agree that it was pretty difficult to judge. There wasn't any bad acts. They were all talented in their own ways. I thought it was a lot of fun. A big credit goes out to Sam Bolt from Headspace for organising the event.
Yeah, it was definitely amazing to see how much talent we have in our community. And just there was only 10 bands there and everyone absolutely blew all of our socks off. How did you feel about it, Aston?
Oh, it was a hell of an experience. I've never been to one before, but it was literally knocked my socks off. It was crazy good. And yeah, I wish all of them could have won. They all did an amazing job, especially seeing a bunch of my school friends and whatnot perform. They were really good as well. We've also been doing a bunch of other stuff around these school holidays. Like, I went up to a zoo in the middle of nowhere, which was fun. I got to pet a wombat and two echidnas. Well, I didn't pet the echidnas, but I got to see them. Looked like they were planning an escape, which was fun. Do you do anything else during the holidays?
I mean, not really. During the holidays, I tend to, take time to myself and not stress about what other people need, what other people want. I just take the time for myself and my own mental health and things like that. How about you, Zach?
A couple of weeks ago, I did the Edgell jog for the first time with my younger brother. I smoked him, as to be expected. Not really. He did it probably a good 20 minutes quicker than I did. But that's a pretty good event that happens yearly. It just happened to be my first event actually running it. I think I got an hour exactly. Oh. Yeah, so I'm pretty impressed with that. That was good fun. Ezram Street was a real pain. That's the street that runs along All Saints, the really steep one.
That's
part of the course.
I know we were talking about it a little bit earlier, but you're going to do the Panorama Punish? Going to push it a little further?
Yeah, I'll push it a little further. I think
competitive.
Yeah, my fast-paced one hour result at the Edgell jog, I think shows that I'm quite the runner.
Well, that concludes our segment this month. We want to thank you all for listening and can't wait to be back next month, hopefully. I'm Aston, your new youth mayor.
I'm Zach, your deputy mayor.
And I am Jessie, your youth media social... What? Youth media officer for this term. We're finishing on a song now, Good Vibes Only. Something in the Orange by Zach Bryan.
You're listening to BRYC Connect.
Things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your head between my collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. Cause if
I say I miss you, I know that you won't. But I miss you in the morning when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? Poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. I need to hear you say you've been waiting all night. Orange dancing in your eyes from bulb light. Your voice only trembles when you try to speak. Take me back to us dancing this wood used to creep. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? Poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.